This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart. But we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
Okay, now you may not know it. It may not look like it. I know everything looks normal here. I just got here about 2 minutes ago. Thought I might even be late. Thought football was maybe going to have to fill in for like 5 minutes or so and stall, as they say. I think that's showbiz lingo, football, yeah?
Yeah. Producer Tori and I, we were ready. We were ready to stall for the full show.
We had a whole show planned.
Really? What was that? Well, just to give everybody some context, I had a couple hours ago, my wife was out on Long Island. We film in New York and in Brooklyn.
We also shoot in New York. Am I right? Guns are out of control.
Oh, not funny.
Right.
But you got to laugh to survive this world. Anyway, so she was out on Long Island, L'chaim, picking up my daughter. You know what? That's just, the world right now just needs a L'chaim button.
L'chaim.
Right? Yeah. When you're just like, when things are like fucked, L'chaim. Because it means to life, right? I think.
Yeah.
Doesn't even Milton Berle say that on the clip, producer Tori? Like, L'chaim, when he's fucking, L'chaim means to life.
My uncle
sure
got
does.
22 L'chaim.
Right? That's a classic.
L'chaim.
My uncle got 22.
L'chaim.
Yeah. So anyway, so she was picking up my daughter, Freddie, who you know from Freddie's Minute, who was out at camp, and on the drive home on the Long Island Expressway, got a fucking flat tire. And thankfully, they were able to pull off and find a roadside gas station. But for a bit, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to go get them. We weren't sure how that was going to go. So I called producer Tori and I said, look, I think I have to cancel tonight. I might have to drive out to pick up my wife and my daughter. And they have a friend. My daughter's friends with them. So it was a lot of figuring it out. And then we were deciding maybe football can just host at the top. Maybe field, because we don't have Slice tonight. Slice has been burning the candle at both ends and needed the night off. I think Slice might call in. But anyway, so then it all worked out where they were able to call a tow truck and drop the car at a dealership. And then we have some friends that live like within 30 minutes or so of where they broke down, thankfully. And they were able to, they're going to take an Uber. They're in an Uber right now to the friends and they're going to spend the night. And I'll get up and borrow a friend's car and go pick them up in the morning. And then we'll go back out to get the car on Monday. So could have been worse. That's all I'm focusing on. I'm not going to get annoyed or pissed off about all that other shit because thankfully it worked out. But fuck the Long Island Expressway. This happened to us in May. We drove to the same friends on Memorial Day. We got a fucking flat on the Long Island Expressway. It's just tons of potholes. We have a lot of friends that live out there. And fuck the fucking Long Island Expressway. So
it's a lie that it's express, right?
Nice.
L.I.E., baby.
Classic.
I'm telling you, we were ready. Football, we were ready to do the show.
Well, tell me what was discussed. I know you were probably like, my idea was, all right, football can just like take some phone calls. I figured football could just explain to everybody what happened, maybe take some phone calls, do whatever.
Yeah.
Did you guys have some other plans?
Well,
now, real quick, I had dinner earlier. I didn't get to finish my bubble tea. That's what's in here. And I have a metal bubble tea straw. So I don't have to. But they fucking keep sending. I keep telling them no straws, no utensils for the takeout, and they send them. But I do have this, and I can just take the wrapped straw back. So that's what's in here, and then I got a seltz. I got a seltz in my water, other water bottle.
It keeps the bubbles. The Yeti keeps the bubbles.
Got the tapioca balls in there. It's a little sweet, though. I might not drink it. My son and I got one, and he was like, these are too sweet, and I agree with him.
I thought they're always sweet.
It's too sweet, though. And we've had them where you can order less sugar. I think we got to just do that next time.
We got to do less sugar, no straws.
Oh, man, it's a lot of shit going on tonight. And it's also, and who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's like next to nothing as far as problems go.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got here right before, and here we go. But yeah, so what were you saying? Did you guys have any other plans, or were you just going to shoot the shit?
We were going to shoot the shit. I reached out to some podcasters that I knew for some tips.
Oh, nice.
Just gonna maybe read some of those tips.
Sweet. We can still read them if you want.
Yeah, all right.
What were some what were some off the top of your head?
Well, I heard make sure that a producer from This American Life hears your first show and then boosts
Why?
It. Because then they boost it on This American Life and then...
I guess. Is that the audience we want? Is that the audience we're going for? By the way, I'm wearing, I've always thought, or not always, but lately thought, I threw my cycling cap on because I ride my bike here. Here's my helmet. You can sometimes see, cut to the wide, see my bike. It's always, I think, in the shot. And it's still pretty fucking disgusting here in New York. But I did bring my Tech Diffs hat, but it's like a wool blend. It's super fucking warm down in this studio where we are.
It's
we should
hot.
Actually... try to maybe keep the show tight tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's nasty down here. So I thought, you know, the Tech Diffs hat's too gross. I don't even need to wear a hat, but I like hats.
You know, it's a Life Diffs situation.
Yeah. So
here.
I threw this very breathable.
I got to say, the brim is like the opposite of the brim.
From last show.
Yeah.
Went from a long brim to a teeny brim.
I'm a teeny brim.
Oh, hi. Hi.
I'm a brim.
Oh, God. A blim.
I'm a little blim.
I'm just a little blim. We should, maybe what we'll do, we should start like putting all the hats. We should get some hooks and just put like all the hats. Maybe start doing like a new hat for every show. That can be our gimmick.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then so you get a new hat every show and then you'll see the old hats until we fill the wall with hats. And when there's no more room, then the show's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off to that idea.
Yeah.
I'm
we'll
on
it some
fire.
Thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love it. I'm literally on fire. It's boiling down
it's
here.
It's fucking, well, you know, you're a football, you're leather.
Yeah.
But you know what? For the sake of all involved down here, let's just keep this a tight show.
Let's keep it tight. Let's keep it tight.
Wow, it's fucking nasty in here. Even I called Tori. I'm like, how's the studio? It's not bad. Well, it's terrible.
Yeah, well, we had to turn off all the fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could just run all the fans.
I think we should. I think that'll be funny if it's just loud.
Yeah.
Let's try it. I was actually thinking that
like
before.
Shit. It's going to sound terrible. Let's not do that.
Should we at least see? Did you guys try and see? Or is it
going to
be too
loud? We've had, until we were ready to go, we had them on.
I mean, this is I think, I was going to say
unbearable.
We could
do it for the sake of this. We could do it for one set. We could do it for just a second. We could turn everything
so the fans can hear the fans.
Like, I don't actually think this is sustainable for an entire show. This is rough.
Just take it off, man.
We could go shirtless, but that's not, I don't think that's an, I mean, it is an
Hey,
option.
Is there enough football thing? Like shirts and skins?
Right. You could just do skins.
Skins and skins. God damn, it is pretty rough in here. Well, let's keep moving and see where we end up. I mean, maybe we'll just decide we could just like shoot the shit for a little bit and save all of this. Although next show is going to still be August, disgusting.
I mean, you guys came up with great bits.
We did come up with great bits.
I
you could say that about
bits.
Every show, though, really. You could say that about every single show. every time you watch the show, you're going to walk away going, God, they came up with
they
great
came
bits.
Up great bits.
They fucking did it again.
Yeah. But if we skip all the bits, then you can't say it this show.
You know what? I'm going to be curious by the end of the show. Here's my arm position. Yeah. Maybe I'll take a photo. If there's just going to be either like a wood stain in here or just sweat here, like a sweat stain like this.
Or also if like you have to God peel it off it. And it's going to make a noise.
Maybe I'll just do this and keep my elbows. Oh, just the less skin on this table, the better. This is fucking. Anyway, let's stop talking about how horrible it is. You know what, football, you don't take this the wrong way. I'm not flirting, but you have a cute laugh. I like that little. That was cute.
It was like a snicker.
Aw. Anyway, so that was why I got here when I did, and I guess you were going to give some more tips, but should we just get into the show?
Let's get into the show.
Let's fucking let's keep this tight tonight.
All right. I just want to mention that Kim, once again, fan Kim, donated whatever Australian money is, which I don't know. It's $30.99, which is really nice.
Wow.
Thank you, Kim.
Bobby Bucks. That's pretty hack, right? But still, that's what I'm going to say. Bobby Bucks. Yeah, what is Australian money like?
It's an Australian dollar.
It's just the Australian dollar?
That's not money. This is money.
Producer Tori, nice. Now, would you say that's not a bill? That's not a coin. Nah.
That's not a dollar.
That's not money. This is money. Good lull right there. That was a rock solid lull.
I think
lull.
I was trying to figure out if that was $18 because I think it's about half. I was trying to see if she gave a l'chaim.
A l'chaim?
I don't know how much $31 Australian is. I think it might be around 18 US.
But how does that mean? What do you mean she gave a l'chaim?
Well, like 18 is the chai in Hebrew.
Oh, all of our audience members know.
I mean.
So we don't need to explain.
No, 100%. We don't need to explain it.
A Jewish, Hebrew-only audience. We should do a thing like Hebrews only tonight. Only, like only fans, but only Jews, only Hebrew, only Brews.
Office hours Heb or something like that.
Office hours Heb. Oifus hours. Oifus hours.
Keeping it cabal.
I love how we're really keeping the show tight, like we've been talking about. There's like a... you know how a lot of people like to talk about comedy shows, like the joke per minute ratio or all that bullshit that I fucking hate. We should do this show has probably the most tangents per minute of any podcast is my guess, right? Yeah. Maybe not. Anyway, so we, thank you to producer Tori. So yeah. So do we want to put up like the studio hotline? Do we got to do that? Cause we're going to do some stuff and we got our jingle, right?
Got that, Zach? There we go.
There we go. Did you know about this football?
Yeah. I remember when you requested it.
804-4478. Office hours east.
L'chaim.
Yes. Oh, I love it. So we are going to have a segment if we get to it. I mean, listen, we might be doing the show and in about 30 minutes say, you know what? We're fucking done. We're all fucking broiling in here. So we'll see if we get to it. But there is going to be a segment coming up later called Stump the John. We should have called it Stump the Jonathan, right? Stump the New York Jonathan, where we're going to take audience suggestions for, what's the premise, Tori? Like for songs that I don't know. You have to try to pick a song that you think I won't know, and then I'm going to attempt to lip sync to a song that I don't know.
Yeah, but it's got to be a real song. It can't be like something you made up. And it's got to be... somewhat not obscure. It's going to be somewhat known.
Not necessarily.
I'm just saying, well, we won't be able to find it.
It's got to be real. Like, we go on YouTube, or how are we going to do it? Like,
yeah, we're
going
to try and do it on YouTube. So.
Spotify, whatever. I'm not plugging any of these fucking streaming services, but we'll find the song. I used to do this as a bit at live shows when there were such things as CDs. I used to go to there was a Virgin record store, CD store in Union Square. And when Eugene Merman and Bobby Tisdale were doing their Invite Them Up show, I would go and there was bargain bin CDs. And I'd find like these dollar CDs of these bands you never heard of. And we'd all like pick the most fun sounding band and then a song. And then I'd just open it right there in front of everybody, put it on. We'd pick a song, and it's a song none of us knew as an audience and me, and it was a collective experience of me trying to lip sync the song. It was really fucking stupid, but pretty fun. Anyway, we're going to maybe try that if it's not too still hot. So start thinking of songs if we haven't left yet. And then this would be the part where we segue into Freddie's minute, but she's on the road right now. She may, if she's up for it, she's had a long day. She's probably going to be too tired, but my wife will text producer Tori if she's up for it. And then maybe if she wants to do, she'll tell us about the fucking flat tire. So we'll see. Maybe not. She may just be too exhausted. So now we're going to get right into the first segment, unless there's anything else you want to talk about football. No, should we just keep moving?
I was just, let's tight. Let's keep it tight.
Keep it tight. And, you know, and this is tough because this is a, maybe this is good. Like this first segment, if you've been following my page and Office Hours, you know about this meme page called Shithead Steve. Very popular. Although what does popular mean, right? Like McDonald's is popular, but it's garbage. Just like Shithead Steve, they've got millions of fucking followers. I think over 7 million, these fucking meme accounts, which personally I find mostly lame. There's a few good ones out there that are funny, but they subsist on other people's material for their content, unless there's something I don't understand. But the most of these memes, and again, some of them are funny, but most of them are fucking garbage and they just churn out crap. And they have so many followers. And so whatever, we all know how memes work, unless I don't. But, you know, what happened was somebody took a photo of Slice, either from my page or Office Hours or wherever. It was literally one of the photos we have of Slice and the little microphone. And I get all these messages one day on Instagram and alerts like, oh, my God, check this out. Holy shit, look at this. And it was this Shithead Steve page. Took a photo of Slice and then like memes, they put their caption like,
how do you see it?
Oh, if we got it. Yeah.
Yeah. We have it with that. We have it from some other site.
Dudes will be like, how could you tell them from New York? And this is them. Like that's the fucking meme. And it's literally nothing. It's not. And so what happened was Shithead Steve posted that. And what it says on, do we have the thing like Shithead Steve's page? If we don't, it's fine, but you can go to my page. You can go to Shithead Steve's page. They say on their thing, and to be fair, they do credit, if you look at their stuff, they credit a lot of people. Like they'll say where it's from and all that. They'll either tag the person, they'll put it in the caption. There's plenty of their posts where they do that. And some of these meme accounts, plenty of them do that, but there's a lot that don't. And they just present something as if it's their own idea. And who knows? It certainly comes across like they came up with it. And in the case of this Shithead Steve one, they posted that and it says on their account, original content watermarked. And so the photo of Slice underneath this caption had their watermark. No credit to me, no credit to Office Hours, just was presented as original content. And I called them out on it. I called them out. I messaged them first, I think. And then got some really lame ass fucking response. And again, you can go on my Instagram page and look at this. And if you're watching the show, you might've already seen this, but you know, they were saying like, oh man, so sorry. You know, we found out it was something and we took it down, but you know, the joke was original. And their claim was the fucking caption, which isn't a joke. It's just a caption. They're claiming that was original. And I just wrote him back. I was pretty blunt. I'm like, this is bullshit. Give me a fucking break, whatever. Like without the context of our joke, there's nothing. Like if they posted their original caption without the picture, it's literally nothing. And so it became a thing where I was not holding back. I was calling them out and they seemed to say, we're sorry. And I said, if you're so sorry, post a retraction. Like tell your followers, your millions of fucking followers, hey, this is our bad. We fucked up. We put a watermark. This is not original. This is actually whose it is. Like drive it to the people who created it. It's the least you should be doing ethically as a creator, an artist, a comic, whatever. Don't take credit for someone else's work. And it took a little bit of back and forth, but they actually did it. They actually said, we will post some kind of retraction. They haven't done it yet. Just a few days ago, they got back to me saying, hey, we're really sorry. How can we make this right? You know, can we post something else of yours? I'm like, no, I'm not giving you something new, like we're working together. Just repost what you did. Tell your followers what you did. Simple as that, if you really feel bad. So they said they're going to do it. We will see. Time will tell. But there's other, you know, the damage has been done. It's out there. Other meme pages have actually posted it with their own watermark. Do you know who Jerry Saltz is, football?
Yeah, the Permanent Midnight.
No, that's a different guy. That's Jerry Stahl. Jerry Saltz is like New York Magazine art critic.
Right.
He's like a big art critic, and he's got over 500,000 followers. He posted it.
Really?
And he didn't take credit for it. He was just like reposting a funny thing that he thought he saw that someone had originated. And I wrote him. I said, hey, just so you know, you posted someone that ripped me off, literally, and claimed it as original content. He's like, and he wrote me back. He's like, oh my God, so sorry, I'll take it down. And then I actually wrote him to say, hey, would you actually be willing to come on to the show and talk about this?
Talk about his heroin addiction when he wrote for Elf.
Different Jerry, Jerry okay. Stahl football.
Shit, okay. Okay.
But yeah, no response this time.
Really?
I'm sure he saw it, fucking chicken shit. Wow. Like, put your money where your mouth is. Art critic, come talk about people co-opting other people's art. Like, what a chicken shit. Maybe he'll come, maybe he'll write me back, but I doubt it. Anyway, so the segment before this, we came up with this segment before we actually got this response from Shithead Steve. So now I do feel like, all right, maybe they're going to make this okay. They're going to make this right as they can. But before that, producer Tori and I were talking about, you know, how I wanted to handle this tonight, decided we, so we came up with a thing where we thought, let's enlist the Office Hours and the Office Hours East fans to sort of, because Shithead Steve originally blocked me. So, because I started making like some fake memes with their, using their page, like, I'm not a fuck, you know, I'm a fucking asshole, also me, or whatever, like using meme language and just like calling them pieces of shit. But now they're apologizing and trying to make it right. So we'll see if they do. But for the time being, the segment was going to be about, since they blocked me and they've since unblocked me, you're going to be my eyes and ears and send me Shithead Steve content that I can then turn into my own memes to call him a fucking asshole or whatever. Just like a total waste of time. But I felt so strongly about, you know, this is idea theft. This is comedy theft. I don't take that lightly. I think it's bullshit. And I felt like they at least responded. And now I can hold that over them for whatever that's worth, which may be nothing, but maybe it'll be something. You know, I at least wanted to try. I wouldn't have felt good about just going, oh, well. And so we came up with this thing called the Posse Posse.
Oh, wait, but before we do that, should we show, we were going to give them the award. That was going to be the name of the segment.
It was?
I thought, yeah.
Oh, right. All right, sure. See, this is what happened when you show up at the last minute. You forget to go over your notes.
Shall we do
it? Yeah, sure. So we came up with a thing called the Office Hours East.
The Office Hours East.
Shithead.
Piece of shit of this month.
Piece of shit of the month or shithead of the month. Yeah. Now you can see we put Shithead Steve's logo on there. Now we're going to keep it on there until they apologize. Like as of yet, the apology has not happened, right? That's the logo that they use for their meme page, which I think is not even their image. Like that, I think, is someone else. So when we get the apology, we'll take the image off there. And it's just going to be a generic whoever. They're this month's shithead of the month. So maybe we'll do this every month, maybe not. But we decided to do the Office Hours East shithead of the month, which, again, was going to be Shithead Steve.
Shithead of this month.
Shithead of this month. That's right. I got very specific, and I was very specific with Tori about, no, it's got to be the Office Hours East shithead of this month. So it was going to be Shithead Steve. It still kind of is, right? Talk is cheap. They said they're going to apologize. They haven't done it yet. So as of now, they're the shithead of the month. And if they take it down, then we'll take ours down for sure. I don't know what they're waiting for. In any case, was that my phone? That's my wife. Let's see. Maybe is that Freddie wanting to call it? Freddie doesn't want to do the podcast.
Just that has nothing to do with her day.
Yeah.
The flat tire. Just
I totally understand, but at the same time, I was really excited to hear her just, oh, I'm so mad and this happened, but
no.
She's gotta be so fucking tired. All right, so back to Shithead Steve. What if I just wrote back my wife? Really disappointed. Really disappointed. I won't do that. All right. So this thing with Shitheads Eve, now it's weird because I'm talking about them, but it's kind of in motion, but hasn't happened yet. So they're this month's Shithead of the Month until they apologize officially, publicly. But here's now where you guys come in. You can still look up Shithead Steve's or any, because a lot of people out there were, and I thank everyone that either messaged me directly or tagged me on their comments or even addressed Shithead Steve in their comments, as did Tim and Office Hours, like, hey, asshole, this is not your content, blah, give credit, blah, blah. And they, listen, maybe they'll do the right thing. So far, they've been talking the right game. But I appreciate everybody out there that alerted me to this. And so we are going to make this official. We're calling it the Office Hours East Posse. And you saw me, if you follow my Instagram, we posted about this on my page and in my stories, or I guess in my stories, not on my page, so maybe you didn't see it. So we're going to, can we bring up that logo? So there it is, the Office Hours East.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Posse. Now the fuck off, as you can see there in parentheses, is silent in the pronunciation. But the posse, the P-O-S-S hyphen E stands for piece of shit scumbags enough. That's what posse stands for. And then it's fuck off, because that's what they can all do. Anyone who steals a joke can go fuck themselves. But in the pronunciation of the posse, the fuck off is silent. So we want you fans, whether you're an Office Hours East or an Office Hours or both, I'd imagine people that watch enjoy both, maybe not. But you're going to be our eyes and ears out there. Continue to please let us know if there's meme pages using Slice or if Slice appears on any other pages. Keep letting us know. And become part of the posse. And I think we're going to maybe make some posters. Are we going to maybe make some...
Do you want to see the other version that Josh did too?
Sure. We got two versions of the poster. We got the New York Jonathan, and then we did an Uncle Sam version, which is pretty nice.
And then we were talking about, you know, if this takes on, maybe merchandise like buttons.
If it takes on or if it takes off.
Sure.
It'd be cool if it takes on. So there's going to be the buttons. And originally, we did have the Shithead Steve logo on there, but we took it off because the apology's in motion. But listen, we can slap it back on if they don't. But we're going to keep it generic because Shithead Steve is not the only meme page out there pulling this bullshit. And again, to be fair, Shithead Steve, they are at least, that's all you can ask from someone when they fuck up is just apologize and make things right. And if you do that, I think that's okay. Or it doesn't... It's not okay, but at least you're making the attempt to...
Well, you know what? They're getting this on July 23rd, right? So it's only like a week of being a shithead. So like that, they're on their way, right? It's not a full month worth of being a shithead because they've apologized, sort of.
Time will tell, sort of. They have put it in writing, which I also have. And, you know, whatever. I've sort of stopped like... posting about them because they've at least reached out and they have at least tried to say, hey, we're sorry about this. We're willing to try to correct it. And I'll at least give them a little credit for that, you know. And I don't know, I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. But in this case, I think it's personally a bunch of bullshit. They just did it. You don't just take something and watermark it and go,
the watermark is bullshit.
Give me a fucking break.
Like not even bothering to crop out the mic. That is lazy.
Well, everything about it. Everything, I mean, they probably just kept the whole thing in and this is just.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that's what I mean. It's like you're not even acknowledging there's a tiny microphone. That's hilarious. And that's not part of your meme. Like, why not the guy with the New York, you know, dude tells you he's got a New York podcast.
Who fucking knows? Like, I love how you're trying to apply logic to theft.
I'm saying it's super.
I can't
lazy
believe
theft.
These joke thieves. Like, whatever. All
they didn't
of these
even
fucking.
Crop. They didn't even crop.
But and one of these pages, it's I should have sent you Tori the thing to show, but I posted in my stories. I think it's yerr.nyc. It's like your NYC, and they posted it. And they at least tagged office hours, all but right. They still have their fucking watermark on the photo of Slice. So what is that exactly? You're giving credit, but you're watermarking it as your own? That makes no fucking sense. And I wrote them and they didn't even respond. And they've got almost 400,000 followers. So to me, it's just whether you have one follower, then it's like whatever. But these gigantic meme pages, and they consider themselves comedians. And it's fucking outright theft and it's bullshit. So I mean,
comedians do tend to watermark their work. So. Oh,
hey, John, you know, Slice actually left a bunch of messages. Do you want to hear them?
Sure. Yeah. Slice couldn't be here tonight. You know, Slice is busy. But because I was hoping to hear what Slice had to say about it. But if Slice left some voicemails, yeah.
Yeah. Let's hear one.
Hi, John. It's me, Slice. I was just calling because the craziest thing, I keep getting phone calls. I think I'm going viral. I'm getting another call. I'm sorry. I'll call you back.
Weird.
Yeah, okay. But then there's more.
Okay.
Hey, John. It's me, Slice. I actually realized that maybe I went viral for the wrong reasons. Apparently, somebody stole my... I don't actually understand. Someone stole my image.
Yep. Well, I know I'm not talking to Slice.
I don't know if you know about this. Someone stole my image.
Oh, we're very aware of this, Slice.
I don't know what that means exactly. Someone stole my image. Okay. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh. Wow. When did Slice just find out about this?
Crazy. Yeah. Well, there's more messages. I guess we missed a bunch of messages.
Oh, jeez.
You want to hear the next one?
Sure.
Hey, sorry. Slice again. Who is Shithead Steve?
The next one.
Yep.
Hey, John, it's Slice again. Should I be pissed? Or like what?
Yes.
Should I be pissed right now?
Yes,
I feel
should.
kind of pissed.
I'm going to have to call Slice later.
I've been kind of pissed.
Yeah, as you should be. That's the natural reaction is when someone steals your idea. I was going to say thieves your idea.
I mean,
there's two more messages.
Two more. Let's hear them.
Okay.
Hey, sorry, Slice again. Just something like along the lines of, hey, Slice's mom, it's me, New York Jonathan, just thinking about you on your birthday. It can be simple. It takes 3 seconds of your day, to be honest, and it would make a memory of a lifetime for her.
What was that?
Anyway, yeah, this, okay. Oh, I think, call
was
me
that
back.
Slice asking me to leave a voicemail
for... You know what? I missed one here. I think I missed one.
Tori!
Mathiam.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Producer Tori!
Shithead Tori
what
back
the
there.
Fuck?
Oh,
the fuck, man.
We're trying to keep it tight.
We are fucking melting here, Tori. Oh.
We are experiencing tech diffs.
Oh my God, that's not helping. Not helping. The fun gimmicks.
No context.
Yeah. We got the thing with Slice and the wipe and the high five.
Okay.
What's the fucking final voicemail
so
we can finish
the
fucking show and leave?
Right.
Leave this fucking hellhole we're doing the show from.
If you are interested, it is my mom's birthday today. So if you want to wish her happy birthday, I think it would mean a lot.
Yeah. I'll definitely leave that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's separate. I'll definitely call Slice.
And then there was one more.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's not it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Right. Hey, John, it's me, Slice.
Oh,
sorry
God.
For all the calls in the last 10 minutes. I just, I realize that maybe you're not picking up. Maybe you're doing something. I don't know. But, I just want to say that, like, I've kind of come to terms with this. And, you know, the internet's crazy. And I guess, you know, the important thing is that, you know, my image really spoke to a lot of people. I guess that's the thing to keep in mind. And, you know, hashtag meme culture is wild, and I can't begin to understand it. Anyway, hope you're well. And again, sorry for 6 messages in 10 minutes, but it is my mom's birthday.
Oh, God.
No pressure.
Sounds like
she would love to hear from you.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Jinx, buy me a Coke, Slice. yeah, so Slice, I guess, found out about it, football. I thought we had let Slice know, but apparently not. Now I got to call Slice back and then leave a fucking voicemail saying happy birthday to Slice's mom. Which I'll do. Happy to do it.
Do you want to do that now and just we could send it?
No, I'll do it on my own time. When we're done with the show, we're trying to keep a tight fucking show. So no, I don't want to make the voicemail now.
You know, this is like revenge porn for Slice. Like you're dealing with like idea theft and porn. You know, Slice is dealing with like their body being used against them.
Kind of. Seems like a little bit of a reach.
Yeah, that's fair. It's really hot down here.
It's fucking disgusting.
I'm turning into bacon.
It's fucking disgusting down here. So look, and it's probably better that we just keep this segment short. We can end it there because otherwise I'd be going off. I've been really pissed off about this. But the good thing is, listen, they reached out, so we'll keep you, you know, stay tuned to my Instagram page. Check out our Office Hours page. We'll keep you updated. Once we get that full apology, we will post it. We'll repost it. And I'm hoping it comes sooner than later. And until then, fuck you, shithead Steve. You're still our shithead of the month. So we're done with that segment. Let's move on, right? Let's really keep the show moving. I mean, the shows usually go long because we love to meander, which is really part of the enjoyment for me of the show, but it's fucking disgusting here. Let's move on.
Yeah, tangent per minute.
And I think we covered everything we wanted to, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So look, I'll repost the Posse logo. It's fun. It's a fun logo. I'll probably put it on the main page so you have it there all at all times. So yeah, we're thinking of making some merch. It'd be a fun poster, maybe a fun sticker or button. So that's the assignment. If you see any more of this bullshit, keep letting us know. We appreciate everyone who reached out, and we appreciate everyone who also wrote them and called them and tagged them and do all that shit. No matter how big they are, you got to at least you got to try to make a dent.
Yeah.
Right? It's like the fucking the X-Wing fighters didn't stand a chance against Death Star, but they did it.
Good reference.
Thank you.
Yeah, be a good American and inform.
Yeah, just be a good person. Yeah, don't be a fucking asshole.
Report.
Like these pieces of shit.
Report.
Bottom feeding douchebags that think they're so clever. Some of them are good. Some of them make me laugh.
Some are pretty funny.
I will say that.
Yes.
All right, we're going to move on to the next segment. Kind of love also just keeping the show tight.
It feels tight.
It was an hour of stress for me at home. Just like, oh, my wife, my kid is on the road. What the fuck? Are they okay? Are they safe? It was like a concentrated hour of stress of just should I just get in the car and go? Let me just wait. What's up? And so I'm just like, I want to get the show done.
Yeah.
And I want to go home.
Yeah.
And just fucking relax. Take Cabby for a walk.
Oh, Cabby.
Oh my God. I miss him every time I'm not with him.
And eat some ice cream.
Oh, I know. Oh my God. Whim. I had some gelatos. Are really good. You know what? I'm going to stop that right there. I'm stopping that tangent. We're not fucking doing them tonight. Next segment. Here we go. This next segment's really fun. It's called Extreme Cream Corn. Now, very quickly, I'm going to just shout out that Jason Lamb does music for us, and he's here tonight. Woo! Can't see him, but I'm taking, I'll do a video right now of me saying that he's in the studio, and there he is. He was just waving, and he wore jeans.
I mean, he's a literal rock star.
God damn it. What are you doing, Jason? God, Tori, everyone's got shorts except Jason. All right, so Jason's here, and he does all our music. And he's great.
Fucking awesome.
All right, so that's Extreme Cream Corn. And here's the deal with Extreme Cream Corn. So producer Tori is going to show, we're going to show some extreme close-up picks. And me and football and you all at home have to guess whether each pick is of the band Extreme, the band Cream or the band Korn? And if we can't get it, Tori will give us some clues before revealing the answer. So that's Extreme Cream Korn. Let's fucking do it. How many of these are there?
There's 10. But
we're going to make it five.
Yeah, okay.
How about let's do two? Let's do a couple. We'll do three and then we'll see how we're feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And also see if the segment seems funny or not. All right. Is that the first one right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, guesses? Shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That is extreme.
Are you able to put football in an inset box? Can we do two inset boxes? That'd be pretty fun. Zach's holding up his finger saying, give me a sec. Well, let's keep guessing. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm going to say,
wow.
So this is either Extreme, Cream, or Korn. I'm going to go Korn on this one. I don't know Korn, but they seem like they probably got fun colors.
I'm going to guess Cream.
This could be Cream,
in case
though.
It's like 70s, yeah. Like sepia.
I was actually just about to change my answer. I'm going to say Cream
final
as well.
Answer. Final answer?
I think we're both going Cream. Yeah.
Yes!
What's the drummer? Ginger something, right?
Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker. Just recently passed away, right?
Yeah.
One of the all-time greats.
Why was he called Ginger?
Gank, gank, gank. Got nice one, football.
Thank you. We just creamed in Jason's jeans.
And who's the bass player for Cream?
Anyone? It's and singer's Jack Bruce.
And then that's...
Clapton.
Who's revealed himself to be a real... Yeah. Talk about shit out of the month. Shit out of the fucking life. Secret shit. That should be a new segment. Secret
Turns
pieces
out,
of shit.
Not secret. Turns out he was.
Yeah,
did some shit in the 70s. Said the N-word a lot.
Yeah, he's a fucking asshole. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Anti-mask, anti-vax.
Yeah, yeah.
He released a song with Van Morrison.
Yeah, they're both douchebags.
Yeah,
anyway, so yeah, we both... Good job, football.
I thought this would be harder.
Well, so far.
I'm not going to lie. That felt like a lucky guess on our part. Yeah.
All right, moving on. We're keeping it
number
moving.
Two.
Number two.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I know this one.
this could be like a trick where it's a Cream again, but I'll go Cream. I'm going to go Cream again, even though I know it's not.
I'm going to say Korn. Although they're all very white bands, Korn somehow feels whiter to me.
Okay, everybody's final answers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, John, you said...
I went Cream again.
And football?
I said Korn.
What's the close-up? What was that a close-up of? One of the guy's skin?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's nothing. Come
on. You don't know.
These close-ups fucking blow.
Wait, you don't know.
Come on. That's like not... That's just blurry.
Yeah, it's just like a Pantone
That
color.
One is like... I say that's a poor execution, Tori.
But also
I'm calling you out. I don't care. I'm fucking hot and I don't give a shit right now. All right.
You want to hear my... My trivia for that?
Sure.
All right. According,
I do, but I also want to just keep moving.
All right.
Go ahead.
I feel like it's a close up of that guy's forehead, the middle guy's forehead.
Yeah, I guess you're.
According to lyricsondemand.com, when discussing their group's name, their drummer once said, "The music makes the name because it's a dumb name, but once we get established, it makes the name cool."
Mm. If he says so.
All right. So number three.
All right. Number three. I mean, this is probably going to be extreme.
Yeah, that's extreme.
Feels like extreme.
They love their black and white videos.
Okay, yeah. Final answers?
Sure.
What?
Nice curveball, Tori.
Oh, good curveball.
I got to say, these close-ups,
they're a little close. They're a little...
They're not fun. It's like, Jesus, Tori.
It's more like a pixel.
Yeah, it's like there's got to be like some detail where you can kind of make something out. I guess we didn't really go over this ahead of time.
It's an extreme close-up.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but also bullshit.
Okay, the clue for this one is the website SongFacts says they had their nicknames from the time they were young.
Clue? What do you mean the clue? We already got it. Move on to the next one. We don't need a fucking clue for a thing we're seeing.
All right, number four.
Oh man.
Boy. These things, I fucking hate these, Tori.
I don't know, Tori.
This is just, you can't even guess. From this, like, there should have been details. Tori, we got to talk about these a little more.
Well, should we
get
the clue
but
now?
Listen, to be fair to Tori, we do these so last minute. This is like, we think of these probably a week before, and it's usually pretty fucking fun. So I'll absorb the blame.
No, and
The buck stops here, right?
To be fair, the title of the bit is great, and the song is great. It's just the actual execution is not great.
Yeah, Tori. These close-ups, Tori. What's the clue?
What's the clue?
Right. What's the clue?
Clue is
anyone? Oh, first of all, is anyone supporting you in the comments? Is anyone like, no way, producer
Tori? No, they're probably yelling.
At producer Tori's on it. I hope they're all saying like, these are fucking. She's like, give me a break. You can't.
That's not a close
they're guessing.
Up.
They're guessing.
Yeah, that's not a close up.
That's not a guess.
That's not they're, a close up.
The website song fact. Oh, wait, sorry. According to a report published by the Marlin Network, overall U.S. sales for them went up 10% during the pandemic.
Huh.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. New Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
Wow. I mean, is this going to be one of those things like, you know, like Kate Bush got a bump for Stranger Things? Did Cream get like a, was there some
like more than pandemic? Words?
Maybe because did people lose their minds and they stopped giving a shit and just so started listening to Korn? That's a Korn slam. We should do a segment called Korn Slams. you know what? I don't know and I don't care. That's my guess for this one.
I'm
going to
guess
a shit.
Cream. I'm wondering if you got a 10% bump for like the anti-maskers gave him a bump.
Oh, good. Good logic.
All right.
So, oh, it's Cream Corn.
See, again, if it had been slightly less of a close-up.
Was that one of the, are you just throwing in like a Funny Bones in here?
This is just a Southern Cream Corn. I'm not going to over-talk it. We finna get it.
The fuck is that?
Cream Corn.
Wait, so Cream Corn is who actually got the bump?
Yes.
Wait, but did we say Cream Corn was going to be a possible answer?
Well, we did talk about that being a, you know.
Like a wild card?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking hot and tired right now. I really don't even care.
You can yell at me about the close-ups.
No.
But we talked about
this. That's on you.
I'm sure we
that's
did.
On
that's
you,
on
Jonathan.
Me. That's on me. Listen, what was the thing from like many shows ago? Do the job. Right? Do the job.
Do the job. Tom
what,
Brady.
What, am I
going
to start fucking screaming at Tori, who does this for free like we all do? No! I'm going to yell at me. I don't care if it's hot. We're all hot. Do the job! Take responsibility. I want shithead Steve to take accountability, so I'm going to do the same thing right now. Sorry, Tori. That's on me. That's on me.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's hot. So should we do one more or should we just be, let's move on.
I like one more.
One more. Let's do one more.
I want one more because I want the clue. I like knowing that Cream Corn got a 10% bump.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Creamed Corn got a bump in the pandemic?
Yeah, according to the Marlin Network.
That makes sense because I feel like it's a comfort food.
Yeah, a lot of comfort foods apparently did.
Creamed Corn. All right. See, now this is a little better. There's like a little something going on. They're like, oh, is that like a necklace?
Right, right.
Is that a throat bone? Like, I'm just trying to figure out what, like, because that's half the fun of these close-ups. Like, ooh, what is that? It looks like a thing.
Now, do you want the clue? I could give you the clue before you guys take the guess.
Not yet. I want to do a little, like, investigating first, personally, football. I don't know how you feel, if you want to just get the clue and guess and move on.
No, so you do your investigating.
I'm going to go, like, that to me feels like it could be some kind of like guitar. I'm gonna go extreme. Are they a metal band? I don't even know. Like
they,
extreme.
They're. Do you remember More Than Words?
Oh right. Oh God. Jesus fucking Christ. I forgot. Me and Tori talked about that. That annoying. That fucking song.
So I went and looked at that video for that. The comments on YouTube for the video are so sad. So many people are like, my dad used to sing that to me.
Oh, that's not helpful.
But it literally means fuck me. Don't just say you love me. You have to show me that you love me by fucking me. That's literally what that song means. And all these comments, Tori, if you look, they're all like, my dad sang it to me. He died in a motorcycle accident when I was 7. Like, every single comment is so depressing.
Oh, God. Well, stick it in my butthole to show me you care.
Yeah, it's really like, don't bother saying these words.
'Cause I would already know.
It's hilarious. The other thing is,
God.
On the video, two members of the band, because it's just one guy and the guitar and the other guy singing, the drummer and the other guitarist are literally just sitting on chairs. And at one point, they like hold up lighters. One of the comments is like, when those two like fans hold up lighters, and I was like, those are actual band members. It's awesome.
Hey, guys, so we're shooting the video for More Than Words. I mean, if you guys want to show up and just sit there and maybe hold up lighters.
I mean, the drummer's literally reading a magazine in the video. It's wild.
That also, like, that style of guitar playing, I find nauseating. That, like, in Jason Lamb, I don't know how you feel about that. Like, oh God, you know, and they hold it up like the guitar, and they hold it up high, like they maybe tighten the strap so it's up here, like everything about that song is fucking annoying and nauseating.
It's more than just the words.
Lamb, you an extreme head?
They're okay.
Okay. Yep. Oh, God. Oh!
It is.
Jesus Christ.
It's so good. The yearbook photo, like profile and dead on shots.
Oh, God. Turn this fucking song off. This is voted number one worst song to listen to during a climate change heat wave. Oh, brutal. If you're sitting in a room, sweltering room like this with no AC, that's the number one worst song, right?
Yeah.
Probably not. Holy shit. But, all right, so what else do they have? What's their general sound? Like, what's another extreme
Wholehearted
song?
Wholehearted is another one, right?
The fact that you even know that.
This is from Bill and Ted.
It's like harmony metal.
Yeah.
Seem like talented musicians. I'll give them that.
Nuno Bettencourt.
They know how to play their instruments. They can play them well. They just do it in a way that is nauseating. But it seems like a talented axe man.
They hit
sounds like
some
he can
tight,
shred.
Yeah, they hit some tight harmonies. Yeah.
All right. Great. Let's move on.
Wait, so was that extreme?
No.
Oh. Korn. Oh.
So extreme, all right, I forgot. They're not like a metal band. It's not extreme. It's not Korn.
Oh, so, Ginger.
The clue was.
I was gonna say show the photo and then give the clue. What the fuck, Tori?
I didn't get a chance to say.
Oh, that's all right, Zach. Zach kind of jumped the gun. Everyone, listen, we're all fucking hot. We all want to leave.
Oh man,
I don't blame anyone for anything tonight.
That is a terrifying photo.
Oh, but you
it's
know,
not a great shot of Ginger Baker.
Can I just tell you after it actually kind of goes along with the extreme thing what you were saying, football, that the clue is going to be song meanings and facts say one of their biggest hits centers specifically on the concept of highly anticipated morning bedroom fun between the singer and the addressee.
Gross morning bedroom fun.
Yeah, sounds like a John Worster.
You want to have a little morning bedroom fun in your butthole? Oh. That's what they're getting at. Come on, don't go. Oh, give me a hard time
for
this shitty
implied.
Song.
I think that was implied.
All right, so that was Extreme Cream Korn. Man, it's fucking nice just to like blow through a show and just get out of here.
Extreme.
cream corn.
Yeah. All right, so now we're just moving right along. We're not even gonna like we're not gonna just chit chat. We're not gonna do shtick.
No,
right?
We're gonna cramp. We're keeping it so tight.
I mean, listen, it's 9:54. That's how fucking blind I am. I mean, we're moving right along. We're on our final segment. I love it. This is a good night to just be done quick. This is so fucking miserable in here. All right, so. I mean, Les, listen, did you want to shoot the shit? Football? I mean, we can. I think everyone wants to get out of here, right?
Yeah, I feel like people watching at home in air conditioning also want to be done.
Yeah, they don't. Who wants to watch a show about people complaining how hot it is?
You know what's great, though, is that you guys did the same amount of work, and the guys came in setting it up all did the same amount of work
for
a shorter show.
And then just taking it all down. These guys... Here's what I'll do. I will take some time here. These guys really do a lot of work. I know there's a lot of yelling and anger, and it's all pretend. I want to make that sure that's very clear. I'm sure I don't need to explain it, but I'm never really mad at these guys. Right, guys, you know that, right? I'm talking low because they're in the... Now, what's the implication there? Am I the shithead of the month?
Ooh.
You fucking asshole, Zach. Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Pulling that graphic up right there like that. You fucking son of a bitch. All right, let's go to the next segment. We're so close to being done. Poor dead Ginger Baker. What a great drummer.
I mean, honestly, he looks pretty near death in that photo.
Well, I thought you were going to go back to the photo.
I mean.
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, now Zach doesn't want to go back to the photo.
Oh, there we go. The fact that he lived another 50 years.
Probably, right? That's got to be a 70s. What was Cream's heyday? We're going on tangents.
Nope.
Shutting it down. Next segment. Here it is. It's the one I talked about earlier called Stump the John. So callers, Zoomers, we're taking your calls. If you got songs, right, Tori? Are we going to the line?
Stump the John. Can you stump him? Stump the John. Will you win? Stump the John. Can you stump him? Stump the John. Will you win?
Another kick-ass theme song.
Another good one from Jason Lamb.
And graphics.
Jason, what is that like an air cooling device?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Do you want to come over and show everybody on so we can at least also see you on camera? Whatever works. So Jason is wearing like a... So is that... Can I try it?
There's a button on...
Is it right
there?
This thing? Oh my fucking God.
Turn it up.
Does it feel really good?
Yes. It's this button or is that the power button?
You press it and then it gets goes higher.
Oh my God.
Wait, could you put it on me?
Yeah. Now it can go all night.
It's so loud.
Can you guys?
It's so loud.
This is what it sounds like. Oh, this is so incredible. Football.
Oh, wow.
How amazing.
Wow. No wonder you're keeping it cool, Jason.
Jason, this thing is...
Wow.
Holy shit.
That was a game changer.
I gotta get this. I gotta get one of these. This is going to be presents for the crew.
I mean, not to ask right after you said you're giving it as a present, but like how much is it?
20,
30. No, really?
Somewhere around there, 20.
Oh, 20. That's awesome.
Thank you. Holy shit, that thing is fucking incredible. Oh my God.
Yeah, I still feel good. Just the few seconds that you put it on, I still feel good.
That is incredible. I mean, we could all be here all night doing the show. I hate the phrase game changer, but that is a...
Wow, that's hurtful.
Why, did you just say that?
I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
I didn't hear you say that.
Do the job. Wow.
Yeah,
at me really harsh.
I apologize.
Thank you.
I'd love to blame the heat, but I won't do something that pathetic. It was a I didn't hear you. I'm sorry I insulted you.
No, you know what hurts is I think that your subconscious heard it and was just like, wow, I hate that. But like, I think you didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
I think you just genuinely hate that phrase.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you were saying it ironically. I want to cut this tangent off. We're going to Stump the John.
Keep it tight.
So if you got a real song that you think I don't know, God, and then I got to fucking lip sync it. What a horrible night to do this bit. But we're here. We could just, you know what? It's my show. I could say, you know what? We're not doing it. Good night. That's really what we should do.
No, you should do it.
All right, we'll do at least one. We'll do at least one. Oh, God. Jason, what if I took that thing from you for one song? Would you be, you got jeans on and a long sleeve, but you know what? That's your own fault. What the fuck are you thinking? No, I won't do it. No, you should keep it. All right. So Tori, what are we doing? Are we, Stump the John?
Yeah. We've got people who have songs. Let's go to, the Zoom, Zach. Let's go to Evan and Jordana. Evan and Jordana. Hello. Can you guys talk?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
You see them?
Hi. How are you?
No, are they? Oh, there they are. Oh, you're probably somewhere nice and comfortable, aren't you?
Yes.
Where are you guys?
We're in Massachusetts. Near the Cape, there's an ocean breeze.
Oh, God. So jealous. Mm. Oh, my God. Like, what's the temperature there?
70-something.
Oh, wow. God.
It's so perfect, you don't even need to know it.
God damn it.
It just feels good.
Yeah, we're so relaxed. So
nice.
Sorry.
Are your feet in water right now, like off frame? Just
No. We're in a nautical-themed... a room here, there's like, you can't see anything. Yeah, there's fishing rods and pictures of boats and there's a whale. That's great.
Is that like an Airbnb?
No, it's a family house that we have on an island here.
Oh my God, right. Fantastic.
Wow.
All right, well, what's your stump? Let's see if you can stump the John.
So I tell you the song, right?
How are we going to do this, Tori?
Well, yeah, that was the idea. They tell us the song and who it's by, and then you're gonna see if you know it. If you don't, you're gonna try and lip sync.
Okay, let's hear the song.
Okay, No Children by the Mountain Goats.
Ooh.
That's a contemporary one too. You know, I have a friend. That's his name dropping shit. Like, doesn't Worcester play for the Mountain Goats?
Yeah, he's the drummer. Yeah. Do you want to try it?
Well, this is tough because then it's like I don't know their music. So yeah, I don't know this song. I'm sorry to say. Sorry, Mountain Goats, but I don't know any of your songs. Let's give it a shot.
Okay, here we go.
I hope this is a 2-minute long instrumental lead-in.
I have no idea.
I hope that our few remaining friends give up on trying to save us. I hope we come up with a fail-safe plot to piss off the dumb few that forgave us. I hope the fences we mended fall down beneath their own weight. And I hope we hang on past the last exit. I hope it's already too late. And I hope the junkyard a few blocks from here someday burns down. And I hope the rising black smoke carries me far away. And I never come back to this town. Tell everyone you were a good wife, and I hope you die. I hope we both die.
All right, we could probably stop it there.
That
was enough, I think, right?
Yes, I love them.
Oh, God.
It's basically one guy whose name escapes me. What's his name?
John Darnielle.
Yes, John Darnielle. So fucking good.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Although it's close to the type of guitar I was making fun of, right?
That's more jangly.
I think you're right. I think you're right. It's nothing like extreme. That's a little slower and like ding za ding za. This is a little more ding ding. Well, that was a fun one. I almost feel like. Well, how was it? You guys told me my eyes were closed because I was deep in the performance. We should do that one because I don't know the words to it.
Can you do Wholehearted by Extreme? Can I make a request?
Let's let some fans.
You're right.
In on
you're right.
First.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
And then we'll maybe you're squeeze right. it in.
I hate this fucking show.
Well, thanks for calling in. And I hope you're. What was that?
Nothing. I'm just not a fan of the show.
Of our show.
Right. So let the fans suggest it.
Hold okay. on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm following.
I almost called you Slice Football.
Jordan gets it.
Football. Give me a fucking break.
All right.
Come on.
Come on.
It's fucking hot. L'chaim. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, thanks you guys for calling in.
That was
enjoy
awesome.
The
thanks, Evan and Jordana.
The comfortable temps. I would love to do the whole song, but it's so miserable in here. all right, you guys. Thanks for calling in. Do we have any more?
Yeah, we do.
I wasn't expecting something contemporary, and I was expecting like a band I've never heard of, but that also works. I feel bad that
we've got phone calls that I have no idea what they're. Whether they have songs or not, but we've also got Zoomers who definitely have songs.
Okay.
I feel like
you
want to
try a phone
goats.
Call, just see what's going on. They've been waiting for a while.
Whatever we have, yeah whatever works.
All right,
it's about the fans.
Let's.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's try 310 area code.
Oh, fancy.
LA.
310, are you there on the hotline?
Maybe it's Steven Spielberg calling.
It says he's John's probably got supermarket.
He's probably got his own area code, Spielberg, right?
You there? You listening?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
We don't got time for this, Tori. It's right, too hot. Move on. It's too hot, lady.
All right, let's try this one.
Cool in the gang. Someone should have thrown that in there.
702 area code. You there? My name is Greg. 702. You there, Greg?
L'chaim.
All right.
Hi.
Have we had 702 before? It sounds familiar. Where's 702?
Yeah, I think this guy calls a lot.
Is it Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Vegas. Is it hot there?
Yeah, I called about Daddy's Tower last time. Yeah, it's pretty hot.
So, Greg, what's your song to stump the John?
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency Design, Future Formula, a personalized anti-aging formula prescribed by a dermatology provider to treat fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, and more. Agency has clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than over-the-counter retinol. Future Formula by Agency. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling, subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Oh, shucks. Well, I was calling about something else, but I could do a song, though, real quick.
Oh, you're calling about something else. Hang up on him, Tori.
Oh,
hang
Vegas.
Up on him. Sorry, Greg. Too hot. It's too hot for this bullshit tonight. We're doing Stump the John. We're not doing other shit.
All right, let's go to the Zoom.
Sorry, Greg.
Sorry, buddy.
Don't you fucking call in on something and do something else. Not in this heat, you don't. Not in this heat, you don't.
All right, let's try.
Oh, I'm calling about something else. We got people on the line waiting with songs, or we probably don't.
Let's go to Zoom. Let's go to Bilbert.
Who? To who?
Bilbert.
Bilbert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bilbert, say something.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
crystal
hi.
Clear connection. Aww. How's it going? That's a great tank top.
Yes.
It's from a place I won't name. Anyway, my
wow.
song is...
Loaded.
What is that
beeping and why won't it stop?
Not me.
No, for sure not.
Can you guys hear
Tori.
That?
I don't know.
Are you hearing it, Bilbert?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Is it driving you as crazy as it's driving us?
I'm used to crazy noises in the room way too much. But
wow.
anyway.
That's two things that are very loaded statements,
you know,
as far as... I'm not going to tell you where I got the shirt and that you're used to loud noise. I mean, and that loud noises within the room. Like, what is going on? Is this like one of these kidnap calls where you're telling us to call the police? Oh, now you disappeared?
Honest, no.
Okay.
The song is mm-hmm. Song on the Radio by The Pinups.
Huh.
Never heard of that band. Wow, The Pinups. Song on the Radio.
If you're looking for the song on YouTube, it's about 3 minutes and 13 seconds. There are a couple of versions of it that are not what you want.
Okay.
So, that are not what we want.
All right.
I want to look those up later.
I like Billboard's done their homework.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay, here we go.
I love it so far.
Thank you, John. That was awesome.
It's like even just to act that out is fucking.
Wow, that is a lot. That's what a lot that? Happening. That's even worse than the temperature, honestly.
Gang. Bill Burr, so how do we find out, like, what's up with that tank top where you got it and the noises and you're like, I guess.
Is Bill Burr gone?
Well, the noise isn't. I'm not responsible for the noise. I don't know where
you said you're used to noises in the room, right?
Oh, I'm. You have a roommate? I work in a newsroom.
Oh. Got it. Oh, okay.
So I'm sitting like an arm's length from police scanners all day, and the phone is ringing. And
are you at work right now?
No, I'm not.
I was going to say, get in trouble for this.
No.
Well, anyway. Well, listen, that was a pretty fucking fun song. I enjoyed trying to keep up to it.
There's a great performance on YouTube of them trying to sing it for Merv Griffin.
Wow. So this is the 70s then?
Early 80s.
Early 80s. The Pinups?
Yes. And they don't even have a Wikipedia page for some reason. But anyway.
Wait, when you say they were trying to sing it, what happened?
Oh, you have to watch.
Oh.
You're going to have to watch later football.
Okay, well.
All right, I'm going to check that out later. Well, Bill Burr, listen, I'd love to keep chatting, but we're going to keep it moving
absolutely.
And try to wrap things up because it is, like I said, thank you.
Thank you, Bill Burr.
Thanks for a good one and great tank top again.
Yes.
Thanks, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Let's do one more, I would say. We'll do one more and then we'll call it a show because it's really, how's everybody doing, by the way? I'm checking in with my crew. Everybody hanging in there? Can you guys handle one more?
Football,
but how are you doing? Is the football talking?
Okay.
What's that?
See, that's what it is. It's somebody is on Zoom, is unmuted, and are they doing the beeping? And they want to know how I'm talking?
Somebody just said, how's the football talking?
They want to know how I'm talking? I want to ask producer Tori, how are they talking?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Some fucking funny bones cracked the code.
And are they the reason we're hearing the...
How's the football talking? It ain't got no mouth. I don't give a shit about that fucking noise either. Let's just do one more and then call it a night. It kind of made me laugh when that noise popped up in the middle of that song.
Oh, I got to go there. I got to go to the place of observing and laughing.
All right. Gang.
I love it.
That's my impression of whatever. What is that? What is that?
It feels like somebody getting a message.
I'm sorry, guys. It's me. My cousin won't shut up.
How are you busting into the system?
Who's this person and how are they? Yeah, how are you on?
Neil McKinley.
Yeah.
Neil McKinley, what is happening?
Oh, that's my friend. I invited him on.
The fuck is going on?
You should invite him off.
I'm just enjoying this, man, that there's just fucking people on here. We don't know how to get them off of cameras.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Wait, are you, is that, was that Neil? We had a, you were on last time with that cool fucking background, right?
I, you know, I thought.
No? Was, oh, you're not Neil.
Oh, that's Brian.
No, I'm not Neil, but I'm Brian, but I can unmute myself. I don't know why.
Whatever.
Wait,
it's,
so
it's all good.
Are you the do?
No, I'm not that. But it's this dude Adam and this other dude Neil.
It's whoever the one people can unmute themselves, and they're choosing to do it.
What if that's a robot?
Wow.
This is the real Neil.
That's a robot right fan trying to go
Neil
saying Lachaim.
I mean, it's our this first is the only real Neil here.
The real Neil.
The real Neil. That's a real deal,
where'd
Neil.
Where'd Brian go?
The real deal, Neil. And honestly, I'm here. I thought Tim would be here, but I sent him a bunch of pastries from Baked and Telluride like months ago, and he never said anything to me.
You thought Tim would be here?
I thought he'd be here. Sorry.
Why is that?
Tim's on
stage. I don't know. I subscribed to his Patreon at some point. Oh. Big fan of all you guys, by
thanks.
The way.
Thanks, because you know
but
this isn't
I guess
his
everybody
show.
Hates me in the chat now, so that's why I had to unmute myself.
Why does everyone hate you in the chat?
I don't know. My name's Neil. And then there's another Neil. And then they thought I was making the noises. It's not me.
It's
what
not.
Is what is everyone getting? Everyone get the fuck off Neil's back. He's got a. He's
know,
baked
right?
in Telluride. He sent some pastries.
I mean,
he's here for
go to bakedintel.com. We're in Telluride. It's a great bakery. And Tim never thanked me for the coconut macaroons I sent him.
Maybe he didn't get them.
Well, he gave me his address and his Twitter, and it was him. And
oh, so
I just
you got so you called to give you got some beef with Tim. I love just dropping our whole show to address this. I don't even
I
give
mean,
a shit about
John,
the heat. I want to find
I
out.
I don't
what's
want to distract from the topic here. People probably
seems like you
chat.
Do. Seems like you do. You didn't even call. You called to talk to Tim. So it seems like you do mean to distract very intentionally to plug Baked and Telluride.
Yes, so, I mean it was a selfish plug, to be honest.
Now everyone in the chat should give you a hard time. Let them have it. Fucking unleash. Unleash the posse. I want the...
I love you guys.
Thanks, Neil.
Yeah, make my night great. Yeah.
Appreciate
thanks,
it,
Neil.
Man.
Just muted.
Really?
Oh, you muted Neil,
what,
Tori.
What,
I
thought you were done talking to him.
Well, the fuck, Tori?
Talking. Tori.
What an asshole, Neil. I'm very sorry about
how
Tori.
How are we going to get baked goods
very
on
sorry
this
about
coast?
That. Tori is really overstepping his bounds. Oh God, I'm sorry, Neil. Well, Neil, you're muted. Tori muted you. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Neil.
Am I on mute? Am I? I just unmuted myself.
Oh,
yeah, I asked you.
But I'll send you guys some bagels. I'm serious.
All right, just, thanks.
Thank
no,
you.
I'm not even kidding.
Appreciate it.
What's your favorite baked good? I mean, bagels ship well. Macaroons, I can do.
What do you got?
Summer month.
What do you got?
We'll have to wait to the fall on macaroons. But.
What you got for me? What do you got? What do you offer? Baked and Telluride.
Go to the website. We got everything.
Go to the website. This guy is too busy
something.
To tell. Okay, bye-bye, Neil. I'll go to the website. Okay, bye-bye. We'll go to the website. We'll go to the website.
Muted.
Wow, Jesus Christ. Comes on to talk to Tim, someone who's not even, whose show this isn't, to plug his thing and complain about not hearing back. And then when I say, what do you got? Go to the website. Wow, Baked and Telluride. Okay.
No, I want to get bagels from Colorado.
Telluride bagels are probably, well, is Telluride like a mountain town? Is it like,
yeah,
like Coors? Mountain water, rocket from the Rocky Mountains.
Am I allowed to speak or not?
Holy shit! Fucking hang up on this guy. Why is he on?
I'll just say the original owner of the bakery is 40 years old.
Why is he on? Hang it by.
I think I love him.
I know, me too.
What a great attitude.
Me, I agree. And he's rolling with it. He's not being rude. He's like coming on. And there he's still here, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
Oh, Neil. Well, you know what, Neil? I am going to go to the website. I'm going to check it out.
Yep.
I also wanted to ask about that shirt. Looked like a technical shirt. Is that like a Capeline or a Patagonia short sleeve or something? I'm guessing he's some kind of an athlete.
Yeah, I feel
he lives
like,
in the mountains.
Yeah, I feel like Colorado's a good like gear exactly. State.
What's going on?
Just a little tech.
Tech diff?
A little tech diff. Now is the time for that tech diff graphic, which was pretty fucking cool. Let's see that thing again.
Zach, can you unmute on Zoom?
You better not be unmuting Neil.
Okay.
This better not be fucking Neil that pops up on screen. Yeah,
yay!
There it is. I like that. Oh, look at the footballs, football.
Ah.
I love that. Oh,
and it's slice. It's a whole
oh,
slice.
Oh, it's a pizza! Oh, my God! Tech diffs. Holy fuck.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I do my song?
What the fuck is going on, man? I don't even feel the heat anymore.
No, I love
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I don't even feel the heat. It's like fucking just, it's reached, what is it? The maximum, what is that? Like when you're falling, is it maximum velocity?
Yeah, peak velocity.
That's how I feel. Like I
feel
just
baked.
Yeah, it's just,
I feel baked in the basement.
It's the opposite of baked in Telluride.
Yeah.
The basement of the mountain. Should be cool down here, you'd think, right?
Yeah.
And it's fucking not.
I don't know. Should we do, should we let Chase do a song?
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, Chase. Yeah. Oh, look at that. What a fucking, wow, that's a good backdrop. What is that?
Some artist, I can't remember his name, but I'll look it up. He's awesome.
Wow.
Are those supposed to be apples?
Oh, I don't know.
That's pretty weird fucking shit. Good.
Weird shit.
It's funny.
No, but I want, look up Jordy. I don't know how to say that. It's a French baby.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know the song. Dur, dur.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, dur, dur.
Tori
it's
knows
so
it.
Good.
I didn't like how you said that, Tori. Yeah, I know this one.
Yeah, I listened to this a lot. When I was a kid, it was on like MTV a lot. It's a good song.
All right.
All right, you ready, John?
Sure.
Did you do it for baby?
I'm gonna stop this one. Not that it's not great. Not that it's not great,
it's
but it's like it's French. Very
it's
few of us know French. It's a baby. It's fun. Listen, I'm not judging the choice of for enjoyment, but for the purposes of the bit, it's already almost gibberish to us.
Exactly.
And I'm not like that's no criticism of French, but now I just feel bad.
No,
I'm
it
not,
doesn't.
I don't
fit.
Even give a shit anymore.
It doesn't fit the bit.
It doesn't fit the bit.
It doesn't fit the bit.
All right, I blew it.
You didn't.
No,
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 no. You didn't blow it.
No.
It was a fun choice. It was a fun choice.
It's my fault. It's on me.
100% no. 100% no. It's just
the show was up here and now it's like down here. I get it.
No. It's not. It's not a judgment of the choice. It's a fun choice. Your background's fun. You seem fun. It's believe me. It just didn't quite work. The show is still up here. The show is never going to drop. So please don't feel bad. And I mean that sincerely. It was just as I was doing it, I'm like, it doesn't really fit the bit.
Yeah.
So that's why I stopped it. But it was fun. What's that?
I'm starting to agree with football.
Ooh.
What she said earlier.
Which was?
She said, I hate this.
This
fucking show. I'm kidding.
I hate this fucking show.
I'm kidding. I'm here every week.
It's okay.
Now it's my fault.
Well, you know what? Oh, man. I'd almost say let's do one more, but now I just feel bad.
Don't feel bad. I
but
think
it didn't
we learned.
Really fit the bit.
No,
right?
but we learned about the bit. Sometimes you got to learn what doesn't fit in order to get the shape.
And then I'm like in my head trying to do some really stupid fucking, you know, like Johnny Cochran, like, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit, right?
Right, or is it you must not quit?
If it doesn't fit, you quit the bit.
You quit the bit.
Yeah. Someone make a meme out of that. Let's do one more. And then we're going to get the fuck out of here. Is everyone okay, crew?
Yeah.
How are you guys doing all right?
Is at this point, it's just like we've reached maximum velocity or whatever it's called. It's not, it's something else. Terminal velocity.
Terminal velocity. I knew it was a movie title.
I've reached like terminal discomfort. I'm not going to get more uncomfortable than this. So let's just do one more. But football,
what?
Jason, like Jason's got the neck thing. So I'm not going to feel bad for him. He was smart. He brought that thing and it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with doing one more? Yeah. All right, we'll do one more.
Good sports.
Let's go to Brian on Zoom.
Hey, is the boss off limits?
What's that?
Is the boss off limits?
I guess not. I don't know a ton of Springsteen, so.
No, he's talking about.
He's talking about
our boss.
Did you mean Heidecker?
Yeah.
Oh no, yeah, I would say I haven't listened to his albums yet. But I will. Yeah, I would say let's do something. I would love it if it's a song no one knows, but what else you got besides The Boss? But I don't know a lot of Springsteen if you want to do that boss.
I don't know a lot of Springsteen either. Sorry, I didn't have a backup prepared.
That's all right. We got to see you again and your cool fucking background, yeah. Which I love. Thanks. So neat.
Okay, we got another.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Brian. Sorry, now we're not doing the boss.
Okay, John Walsh.
John Walsh.
Not the guy
from.
Sorry about your son.
America's Most Wanted. Sorry. Yeah. Too bad. I wish it was him. That'd be great.
Yeah. I'm turning it into a positive. You know.
All right. How's it going?
It's going good.
Also, cool shirt.
Very cool shirt.
Thanks, bro. A
lot of cool shirts tonight.
Yeah, it's cool shirt crew.
Holy shit.
I got a song I've been listening to that was recommended by YouTube. It's a Japanese song, but it's in English.
Okay.
I'm going to type it. Maybe it's best to type it in the chat. I don't know if you're going to be able to get it. Would that work?
Yeah. Can you do it in the YouTube chat?
What do you think, producer Tori? Yeah, he said YouTube chat.
I'll just say it. You can probably get it from his last name is Hosono, Hosono.
Okay.
I was going to say, don't do an offensive Japanese accent. You didn't, so thank you for that.
Oh, come on, man. Give me some credit.
He's in the cool shirt club.
I don't know you. I'm just, you know.
Cool shirt club, man. Come
cool
on.
Shirt club.
There's some jerks in this cool shirt club. couple women. It's not all guys. There's some women in this cool shirt club that are
jerks.
Real jerks.
The song is called Sportsman.
Sportsman?
Okay. Yeah, I see it.
Two different words, sports, spacemen.
Yeah.
Sportsmen.
I found it.
It's a banger.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Yeah, so far so good.
The middle vaulter that put me in skates. We put nine, no gray shades. People say I'm weak. Can't even hold her tight. You are the star on the poolside. Girls to mine, cause I can't.
Will you stop it? That was pretty awesome, but I have to stop because I can't stop laughing because I'm doing this like dumb thing, right? And then I am squinting, and then while I'm squinting, I'm acting out this stupid fucking thing, and then I see our sound guy Andrew just going like. I was like, we have to stop the show and be done. So we're going to stop the show because it really is We've done the normal length. That was not a tight show.
It's a tight hour and a half.
It's a tight hour and a half like it usually is, where it still meanders. But that felt like, okay, we're done. I can't keep doing this, like, this stupid shit I'm doing while Andrew's like, oh, fuck, I'm dying. All right, so we're going to do this. Thank you to everybody. And that was a great song. Yeah. Thank you for suggesting that. We're just going to do a quick wrap up and say goodnight, and so we can all get out of here. So yeah, listen, thanks everybody as always for tuning in and watching. We really appreciate it. Thanks to everybody donating money and helping us. And of course, office hours, like, keep doing the show. You know, we're all donating our time and, you know, and discomfort in this heat. And we really do love doing it. And we appreciate everyone that watches the rerun. So thank you, everybody that called in. And, you know, listen, the posse, keep an eye out for all that bullshit and keep letting us know. And hopefully nothing else will happen. But, you know, whatever. All we can do is try to call it out. So, as always, want to thank Josh Inman, who does our graphics. Is it Dan? Dan Mulcahy? Mulcahy did our opening animation, which is really fucking fun. Jason Lamb's here tonight, does music. Zach Stone, our technical director. Andrew Litton dying over there, as are we all. Wes Knapp is our LA guy. And of course, the boss, Tim, and Matt Carlin. And of course, producer Tori, who really deserves, I think, the most thanks. He works so hard on the show and does so much. And I really appreciate him so much, even though it's all pretend anger, or is it? It obviously is, but Tori does so much, and I really appreciate you, Tori. And football, thank you for showing up all the time, and especially in this heat. And Slice, get some rest. And Cabby, I can't wait to get home and y'all give you a squeeze and a walk. So good night, everybody, and thanks for tuning in tonight. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
Wow.
And I'm new to something.